This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good afternoon. It is Saturday, April 6th. Here's your latest headlines on KRDO News Radio. Crews are on scene of a brush fire north of Old Colorado City. It started around 11 o'clock this morning as a structure fire. Colorado Springs Fire Department says a building near Centennial Boulevard and North Chestnut Street caught fire, and a second alarm was called soon afterward. It extended to the brush behind the building, and several brush trucks were called in. There's no word yet on how the fire started. Strong winds and dry conditions are a major concern in Pueblo County this weekend. A red flag warning is in effect through 9 o'clock this evening. A fire weather watch will be in effect through Saturday and Sunday. Forecasters are expecting gusts of up to 55 miles per hour. Wood burning is not allowed, and folks are asked to avoid using equipment that could emit a spark. Colorado Springs police have a shooting investigation on their hands. The cops were called to South Union Boulevard and Whitman Road around 7:40 this morning about a domestic disturbance. Police say a man fired shots at a woman and two other family members as they were driving away. One of the family members was hit by broken glass, but there were no serious injuries. The suspect was arrested. Colorado has one of the highest median incomes in the U.S. In 2023, it was $74,150, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's about $14,770 more than the national average. Washington is the top-earning state with a median income of about $85,750. Mississippi is the lowest at just over $48,000 yearly. The total solar eclipse is this Monday, April 8th. It will start at 12:26 p.m. and peak around 1:40 p.m. in Colorado Springs. According to NASA, we'll see about 68% coverage. Anyone planning to look up needs to wear special viewing glasses. NASA officials don't recommend taking a photo of the solar eclipse because the sunlight can damage the lens. Those are your latest headlines on KRDO News Radio. For more headlines, make sure you check out KRDO.com.
Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your forecast. Temperatures in the 40s and 50s today as high winds continue throughout the day. We have seen a shift in winds since yesterday, now coming from the west northwest, drawing more cold air into the area. That cold front settling over Nebraska, keeping us with high winds and the chance for a stray shower through the day today and into tomorrow. Gusts as high as 60 miles per hour here in southern Colorado. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings, KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons on KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.